And gentlemen, without further ado, he was the target of Eli Stokos, and I just can't get enough of what this guy's work is all about. Please say good morning. I love the guy. Republican State Senator Bernie Herpin joins us. Hey, Senator, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Peter, for having me on. And if I could, first let me say, as a father of three daughters and a grandfather of seven grandchildren, I cannot imagine the hurt of losing a loved one, especially at a young age. I've lost three younger brothers, two to cystic fibrosis and one in a traffic accident, so I somewhat understand.
Well, sure, but what the question this morning is what Stokos did. And I think it's out of line, but he's done this kind of thing in the past many times. And during the recalls, he was, particularly the recall of Evie Hudak, he was the pneumatic tube system for the people trying to save Evie's bacon. And so now we turn this crazy thing up. I'll read you. I don't know if you've had the chance to see, Senator, the headline in Colorado Peak Politics this morning. Have you seen this?
No, I've heard about it, but I've not yet heard.
All right, paparazzi, KDVR's Eli Stokos trades in reputation for sensationalism. I read it to you. What will surely be a story that comes back to haunt him. Eli Stokos of KDVR has created a whole story, a good thing that James Holmes had a 100-round mag, taking out a quote out of context by Senator Bernie Herpin. Out of the context. And by the way, I'm sure you know this, but one of the moms of a victim of the theater shooting has come out and said about the same thing, that, you know, it was, thank God that the guy didn't, you know, the guy did what he did. And you're not alone in thinking this letter of the mom of one of Holmes' victims asking the very same thing. What the hell happened, and why do you think Stokos did this?
Well, as a media person, you know, I think it's their job to sensationalize the news to attract readers and viewers and followers on their blogs. And all I was trying to do was say that that none of the Democrat gun control measures will curb gun violence. In fact, they limit the rights of us law-abiding citizens and make us less safe.
Oh, absolutely. But see, if Stokos did this to both sides of the aisle, then I'd say okay. But every time we catch this guy, he's on the side of the progressives. He was the guy that, winky winky, got the video of Tom Tancredo at the recall Hudak get-together, you know, when the guy approaches him. He's the guy that knew that people were going to resign before anyone else knew. That's the kind of stuff I think that I'm talking about. If he was banging on on Democrats as the same as he bangs on Republicans, I'd buy it. But Stokos has not done that, and that's not... I mean, it's his job, obviously, in his mind.
Yeah, sure. And fortunately, we have people like you that stand up for us, that provide both sides of the story in a fair and balanced way. And I thank you for that.
Well, you're kind. And I know they jacketed you, and that, I think it's out of line. And so, you know, you got to call them when you see them. But you've been through a lot of fights, and I just don't like to see you get smacked like that. If you got it coming, that's one thing. You didn't have that one coming.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And by the way, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I was just trying to point out, even if it were possible to eliminate all magazines larger than 15 rounds, which, of course, is impossible, the laws of the Democrats have successfully mandated the use of more reliable magazines that are less likely to jam.
And
I think you're right. You know, I certainly... meant no disrespect.
I know you didn't.
People that.
Remember, everything that Stokos did was to try and stop the recall and support, you know, the two in the Springs, the one you replaced, John Morrison, and Angie Harone, and then he was right. He was just a pneumatic tube system for help trying to save Evie Hudak, and so it's, you know. And by the way, just as an aside, I was driving into work this morning at 3:30, the KOA 3:30 news. They attacked you as well, and that was sad because you hope better from them, but they did it to you as well. So I hope Mike Rosen puts you on his show and straightens out the KOA newsroom. I'll hold my breath.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Senator, be safe. I know you got to get to work. So
yes,
I wanted to get you on the show, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Peter, having me on.
Right, bye.
Thank you.
We got that piece up, and I loved it. By the way, lines are open. That guy could call back if he wishes now to explain Jimmy down the hall. It's 303-696-1971. A Colorado Peak Politics, I think, does a wonderful job. KDVR's Eli Stokoe trades his reputation in for sensationalism to the guys at Peak. He's been doing this. And like I said, if he did it to both sides, okay, fine, but he's not. He's just become a butt boy for these progressives. But in a testimony in a bill to repeal the 15-round mag limit, and he talks about, and you have to read down 11 paragraphs in a box of audio before Stokoe decides to give the complete context of the quote, and only then, when it came in the transcript. And Stokoe's fellow press members were not as capricious. They write with their take. Curtis Lee from the Post puts the entire quote into context, and by the second paragraph, you see it. Megan Schrader of the Gazette even went as far as to call Stokoe out. But he keeps his gig. His gig's to do his gig, and our gig is to do his job. So there we are.